Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We're getting ready for a big snowstorm, so get out early and get your supplies. Of course, I'm sure you have food left over from the Christmas holiday yesterday. But, get some sand, get your shovel out, get it into position, and just be ready. If you have a wood stove, maybe a little bit of extra wood in the house would come in handy. Who knows what's going to happen with this storm. You know, a few days ago it was only 2 to 4 inches, and now we're up to 1 to 2 feet of snow from Cape Cod to Boston and to down east Maine. So it's going to be a good coastal storm. Lots of weather. Good day to get some graph paper. Start looking through your seed catalogs that are coming in the mail every day now. And let's plan out next year's garden. That's one thing that I always do. As I always try something different in the garden. This past year, I grew artichokes. You have to stop them early. And we'll do a story on our newsletter on how to grow artichokes. It's a pretty plant. It looks like a giant dandelion plant. Big leaves with like notches in them. Except it's a silver-gray color, and the bloom itself, if you've picked out an artichoke in the supermarket, in Maine, mine got as big as the supermarket. Under it were 2 or 3 smaller artichokes, and I want to see what the flower looked like, and it's beautiful, because most of us will eat the actual flower bud. But I let 1 or 2 of them open. It became beautiful, white, like strands of yarn. Bright blue. Absolutely gorgeous. And they were very tasty. So if you want to try something different in your year, kind of year, then you should. Look at the seed catalogs now, whether it's a different variety of squash, a different variety of tomato, or a whole new vegetable that you've never grown before, but that's something that you really should try. It can be an awful lot of fun, and it can be very, very tasty for you. Now, if we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. George will get you set up. And we'll work together to help you to have a great end to this season and beginning of next year. George, who do we have up first this hour?
We got Peter from New Hampshire calling, and he bought a bunch of nursery stock and is wondering how to deal with it.
Okay. Peter, good morning. Happy New Year to you.
And good morning and happy New Year to you. On a personal note, late November I was on a flight back from Florida and talking garden with a man sitting next to me, and you would know him as Nate, classmate at the stock school, and he promised to look you up again.
Oh, thank you.
My issue is I bought some late season nursery stock, quite a large quantity of it, and wasn't able to get it in the ground. I've got knockout roses, azaleas, some fairly heavy rhododendrons, and some spreading yews. The yews are walled burlap. Everything else is in plastic pots.
Okay. The best thing for you to do, Peter, is if you could put some bark mulch or some straw around the root ball or the plastic pot so that once they freeze, they don't freeze and thaw and freeze and thaw. And that's what nurseries do with leftover plant material. They line them up in rows, they cover the pot with pine bark mulch, and then put the next row up against that, and it's called healing in the plants. And that way, there's no fluctuation in the temperature of the soil, and once it freezes, it stays frozen. Now, in your case, you've got plenty of room. If you can put them up against a building or a fence on the north side so that they get light but no direct sun on the plant, that is fantastic. And also, the house or the fence will break the force of the wind during a stormy period. So put them up against a fence or a building. Put some bark mulch, straw, pine needles, leaves, anything like that around them to keep that container from fluctuating from hot to cold and hot to cold. And if it's really exposed, I know there's a storm coming now and there's not much that you can do because it's cold, but when the storm is over, on your broadleaf evergreens and your roses, if you can put wilt proof or wilt stop on them, it makes a big difference. It's like a liquid wax, and when you apply it to the foliage, it plugs up all of the pores in the leaf, preventing moisture loss during the winter. January is bad, but February is the worst month for moisture loss because the sun is getting higher in the sky and the length of the day is getting longer and there's more fluctuation in the temperature. So heal them in, someplace sheltered, and if you can get a day where temperatures get 35 or 40, then put wilt proof or wilt stop on your roses or on the foliage of your rhododendron. Now, on your roses, if you want to cover the whole plant with, like, when you take your Christmas tree down, cut the branches from the tree, lay them up against your roses. And that will do the same thing as putting an anti-desiccant like Wiltproof on it. It will block the wind so that it doesn't get a direct blast of the wind. It's buffered and there's less moisture loss. So any kind of protection that you can give them would be a great help to that plant. So heal them in, wilt proof or wilt stop if possible. You can put your Christmas tree boughs, anything like that, to break the force of the wind, but keep it sheltered and you'll be in great shape. Thank you. And you have a wonderful new year. George, who's up next?
Joe in Maine has some questions about amaryllis.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
First-time caller and long-time listener. Thank you for all your help. It's usually topical, and just about every show I can find some topic that helps me.
Thank you.
A comment about, I was listening earlier about how to treat your amaryllis after it blooms. And last year, got a couple amaryllis bulbs, and they bloomed, and put them outside and left them in the pots. They were on the deck, and this fall, they were growing, and let the frost hit them, And then my uncle cut off the leaves, and we brought them in. We've got them on the window, and they're we've got a stem coming out, and they're blooming again. And I was just wondering whether the letting the frost hit them had anything to do with that.
What needs to happen is the energy that's in that foliage has to go back down into the bulb, because some people will dig the plant out of the ground, take a pair of shears, and cut all the leaves off and throw it away. And those leaves are full of energy. So the frost, what it does is it speeds up that process, sending the energy that's in them down into the bulb faster. So you speeded up that dormancy period. And if that is working for you, that is wonderful. I always dig my bulbs up, and I put them in my vegetable garden. I dig them up. I put them in my basement. I forget about them. And when I go in there and they're all brown, I cut them off. And I'll have bulbs that I'll be planting next week. There's so much going on at Christmas, and it's so much color. I wait until January and February when I really need it.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
From Dublin down to Castlebar, from that to County
Clare. Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
Edith in New Hampshire is calling about problems she's having with some holly.
Problem with a holly. Well, good morning. Let's talk about it. Let's see if we can solve the problem for you.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Happy to meet you. I have admired holly for a long time, but do not have any. And I just wondered how to buy it and how to plant it, and so I could have some beautiful holly in it for my wreath and whatever at Christmas.
Okay. I think probably the easiest and the hardiest of all of the holly, no matter where you live, is the new hybrids. And the new hybrids are called blue holly. And what they have done, they have taken the wild growing holly that you'll see from like the South Shore of Boston down, called American holly. And it's kind of a dull green leaf with a small red berry on it. And they've taken the holly from the West Coast. Bigger leaf, very, very shiny, and a larger berry. And they've crossed the American holly with the English holly. And the English holly traditionally will grow like Virginia, Pennsylvania, into Connecticut. But once you get north of Boston and west of Boston, it doesn't do as well. So they've taken the best of the American, the best of the English, pollinated and put them together, and they've developed a strain called blue holly. Many, many varieties. They're more shrub-like than tree-like. Smaller leaf, very shiny, large clusters of red berries on them, and they will tolerate temperatures 30 below zero with no problem. They'll grow 3 feet in diameter and up to 6 feet, maybe even a little bit more in height, and they're wonderful, wonderful plants. So if you're looking for hardiness, color, fruit, and nice white flowers in the springtime, in the spring, go to your nursery and tell them you want blue holly. Now, one male will make enough pollen for up to 5 female plants. So you can buy, for example, 2 or 3 females, 3 feet tall, 4 feet tall, with one male about 18 to 24 inches in diameter. So you don't need to buy one and one. Up to 5 females to one male. They'll go in full sun, to half a day of shade, and they'll do whatever you want. If you prune the top, they'll get wider. If you prune the sides, they'll get more upright, and you can create a nice pyramid shape on that plant. But the main thing is blue holly. There's blue maiden, blue princess, there's all kinds of them. So whatever your nursery recommends, but stick with the blue holly for the best quality and the most hardiness for your yard. And I have 2 in front of my house. I pruned them between Thanksgiving and Christmas and use them for centerpieces, or like you, to put in a wreath to give you a little bit more texture and making it look a lot nicer. But they will tolerate the cold, cold weather. They'll tolerate the wind, and you get very little dieback on them. Okay? So not American, not English. The new hybrid called a blue holly. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish
home. How would you love to have songbirds and more colorful birds on your feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open the bag and smell the seed blend. You will be surprised. Just raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflowers, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle. Also, Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to their seed blends. That's Wild Delight. No waste, no morning doves, no grackles. Wild Delight.
There are 5 things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the 5 steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
Peter in New Hampshire has a question about an Alberta spruce.
Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning. I hope you had a good Christmas, and I want to wish a happy and healthy New Year for you and your family.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I do have a question about an Alberta spruce. Actually, we've got a few of them, but two of them are have kind of a like an orange tinge to them, and it's the whole bush. And I don't think it's those, you know, those little insects that you were talking about, those little white insects. I don't think it's that. And I think I've checked them before, and I didn't see any sign of it. So like the whole, you know, for each of the bushes, and then the entire bush, has kind of a yellow tinge. It's not a nice deep green. And I was wondering,
right,
you know, is there something I can put? I mean, not now, but, you know, like in the springtime, is there like some kind of fertilizer? Do they need iron? Or, you know, what's going on there? What do you think is going on?
Okay. What I would do in the spring, I mean, right now the plant's dormant, the ground's frozen for the most part. So in the spring, I'd say like in mid-April, get some Holly Tone fertilizer. And you use a pound of Holly Tone for every 3 feet of height or spread. and put it around like about a foot, 18 inches away from the main stem of the plant. Scratch it in with your fingertips, and then water, if it's dry, if it's going to get some rain, then the moisture will work it into the soil. Now, in May, when the new growth begins to form on that plant, if you see that the new growth is very slow in coming, comes in patchy here and there on the plant, not uniform over the whole plant, then that could be a sign that you have an insect called spider mite. And spider mite is really easy to determine. All you would do is to take a sheet of white paper, pull some of the branches apart, put the white paper so that part of it is inside your Alberta spruce, take your hand and tap the plant to try and knock some of these insects off the foliage onto the white paper. It will look like little specks of dirt. Pull the paper out, look at the little specks of dirt, and they may start to move. That would be spider mite. And spider mite is easily controlled with all season oil. So what I would do in April, when I feed them, I would spray the plant with the all-season oil because it will kill some of the eggs of the red spider that were probably left there this past fall. Now, if the new growth develops and it's not as dark, then what you could add to it that would really help it is a form of iron. And there's a product called Ironite. I-R-O-N-I-T-E. Ironite. And what the Ironite will do is it will force the plant to turn a darker green in color. So, Holytone, all season oil, watch the new growth comes out, and when it first comes out, it's going to be a paler green. But as it begins to mature, if you feel that it's not like the others, get some Ironite and give them a good shot, follow the recommendations, and that should help a great deal. But iron, sometimes with the acidity level in the soil, gets tied up and the plant cannot use it. Even if it's in the ground, the acidity will grab a hold of it and prevent the plant from using it. So if you add a surplus with the Ironite, now the acidity is not able to grab a hold of all of it, and the plant is able to use it. Okay, so Holytone, wait to see for the color, check for red spider, and then if the color isn't bright, use Ironite. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
Richard in Cape Cod wants to talk about wood ash.
Richard from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning to you. Are you calling where the snow is?
It hasn't started yet. Has it started on Cape Cod?
No, just a little fluff here and there, but it sounds like we're supposed to get a little bit. But
yeah, supposed to get a couple of feet.
Yeah, right. My question is that we generate a modest amount of wood ash, and I was telling my wife that we should be dumping the stuff in the gardens. We have a gentleman's vegetable garden, and then we have a quite extensive flower gardens. And She thinks that there's some plants that you should not use wood ash on. So I don't know whether the question is what not to use them on or what we should use it on.
That's a perfect question. Absolutely perfect and very timely. Richard, if you take a 5-gallon bucket and you fill it with wood ash, that 5-gallon bucket will be equivalent to 150-pound bag of lime, which will treat 1,000 square feet of garden. So, you put down a 50-pound bag of lime, you wait 6 months for it to work. If you put down a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash, you'll have results in 10 days, making the soil sweeter. So it's a valuable byproduct of burning wood in your house. Now, what I want you to do is broadcast it everywhere. If you're planning on doing this every year, so you're going to have wood ash every year, apply it lightly. The first year I did this, I burnt 5 cords of firewood to heat my house. I threw it all in my vegetable garden, 25 feet by 50 feet. Everything was stunted because I had put too much. And I had to buy aluminum sulfate to broadcast in the garden to make the garden grow. So put it on lightly. Don't dump it. Broadcast it like you're putting rock salt on ice for the best results. Okay? Keep it away from blueberries. They love an acid soil. And if you add lime, you're going to make it sweet, and your blueberries are going to stop growing and producing. If you put the lime on your hydrangea, the blue ones, they're going to turn them pink. So keep it away from your blue hydrangea. Now, if you have azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, and they're not blooming as much as you would like them to, it could be that the soil has become too acidic. They'll still grow. They'll still make a few buds, but if they're not full of flower buds, if your holly are making a few berries, but not a lot, it could be that the soil is on that boundary between acid and too acid. Sprinkle some lime around your rhododendrons, around your azaleas, around your mountain laurel, around your holly, and it will bring the acidity level down. And because the acidity level is down, the plant will be able to pick up the phosphorus in the ground to make more flower buds. Don't do it every year, but every 2 years or 3 years, put some of your wood ash around your broadleaf evergreens, and it will help them to produce more flowers for you. Annuals, no problem. Perennials, no problem. Your lawn, no problem, every year. But broadleaf evergreens, once every 2 or 3 years, never, ever on blueberries or blue hydrangea, unless you want to make the blue hydrangea pink. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
Sharon in Cape Cod wants to talk about hibiscus.
Sharon, good morning. How can we help you with your...
Good morning, Paul. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Just, I think a brief question. I have a hibiscus that I keep outside in the summer, and I brought it in for the winter.
Yes.
And we usually go to Florida, but we're home for a little bit. So I've been, you know, moving it a little more so it gets more sun. It's just, it's not looking happy. Which it did the same thing last winter, but I didn't know if there's anything I should be doing for it to make it healthier.
Okay. The hibiscus is a plant that wants as much sunshine as you can possibly give it. The more sunshine it gets, the more blooms it's going to make for you. The other thing is, hibiscus is a plant that loves fertilizer. And I mean, the more you feed them, the more they're going to bloom for you. So, what I like to have you do is, when you go out, pick up a product called Osmocote. O-S-M-O-C-O-T-E. Osmocote is a time-release pellet. And every time the plant gets watered, it releases a little bit of fertilizer. And I'll tell you, if you can feed that plant on a regular basis, the plant will get thicker, greener, and will have so many flowers you won't know what to do with them. And that is sun and food. Many years ago, I met a man from Hawaii. He collected hibiscus, and he's the one that told me, if you can feed your hibiscus every single week, all year long, they will bloom nonstop for you. So either use Miracle-Gro every time you water, or Osmocote pellets, and that will do the job for you.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, we're coming to the end of the year, and we want you to get ready for the new season. So when you're out and about, get some graph paper and start thinking about planning out your garden for next year. We talked about this a little earlier during the program, that the place where a lot of us fail in the garden is we try to get too much into it. So if you can work during the winter, get some seed catalogs, and we're going to put a big list of seed catalogs together for you on our website after the first of the year. Get the seed catalogs, read about the new plants, try something different every single year, a new vegetable, try a new flower, try a new shrub. You know, don't just grow the same thing year after year. Try something different. Look at the new fertilizers. Look at the new technology. And that's why the newsletter can be so important, because I'll be telling you about the new products coming out for this coming spring. And like every year, there are a lot of new products on the market. And I've been testing some of them during the fall and during the early winter here. Next month, I'll be giving some to my son, Matthew, in Florida to use for me. So we'll let you know how that works. But try the new things. Don't always stick with the old. Try something different and make your life a little bit more exciting in your garden. But sign up for the newsletter. Go to paulparent.com. At the top of the page, just click on newsletter. put in your email address, hit submit, and while you're there, take a look at last week's newsletter. There's a lot of good information about some of the houseplants. We're going to be doing more and more about that every week from now on. As we get closer to spring, then we'll talk about shrubbery. But during the winter, we're going to try and concentrate about plants. Now, if you have specific questions on some of the house plants, send me an email and we'll try and help you with that. My email address is pparent@roadrunner.com. All one word, roadrunner. And we'll try and answer as many of them as we can to help you out. And we'll use some of your ideas in future articles of the email newsletter. There's also some information about our May trip that we're planning to Ireland. And we are almost sold out. There's about 6, maybe 7 or 8 spaces left. So if you'd like to join us, go to the website, click on Ireland, and it will have all the information about our travels. And then you can call the agency, and they'll send you a brochure and tell you about it. But it's going to be a great time in Ireland in May. All the rhododendrons will be in full bloom. Now, Ireland is a little ahead of us. So whatever blooms in New England, for example, in June, is blooming in Ireland in May. So you'll get to see about 3 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule what you will experience in your garden back home. Take a look at it. It's a great trip. It's not just gardens. You're going to be visiting cities, the countryside, the coast, and many gardens, many towns, and it will be a great time for us. So if you get a chance, take a look at it. We'd love to have you, but we will be closing the participation in the tour in probably about 3 weeks. And again, there's only 6 or 8 available, so check into it. We'd love to see you. With the new year will be new challenges. We're here every single Sunday, 6 o'clock until 10. And remember, if you need some help, 800-259-9231. Have a great Christmas. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next year. Bye-bye, everybody.